T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Southern California, what's going on? 97 AMP Radio, home of commercial free Monday and hopefully every other day of your radio week. We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today. His mom's having some health issues, so he's with her out in the hospital in Riverside. We send all the love and energy we can in the studio. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to, we want to record kind of a montage of things, of positive words. A lot of you have probably been through these struggles with family members and friends going through health things. So if you want to call in right now, we're going to tape montage, like a montage throughout the day. 877-971-4487. We're going to record it. We'll send it to him later on. We'll play it. We'll try to get him to cry with all your positive words. We got to make good radio out of it.
It's right? Too hard.
So until then, we're playing a little bit of a mix and match game today. We've got Chelsea Briggs in the studio, per usual.
What's up? Good morning, everyone.
We have got producer Brad pushing the buttons on the spaceship today.
It's been a while. This should be fun.
Is not what I'm trying to hear.
You got to be more confident.
And I'm going to do this right.
And in full disclosure, if you've never been in a radio studio, there are a lot of buttons that I am not trusted to push. I don't trust myself to push them. I don't think...
You don't trust me, that's for sure.
Briggs, no. Actually, what would be funny is I kind of wish we had you over there just to see what would happen.
Yeah, I mean, things would get real cool and weird at the same time.
I think it would be the most entertaining show we've ever had. If we're like, I think we're going to commercials. Chelsea, which button do you want to hit?
You're like, this one.
We've got Tamara running phones, running social media. If you want to get a hold of her, just amp anything today.
Bring it up.
At 97.1 on all the socials. Also call or text 877-971-4487.
Yes.
The number's behind my back.
877-971-HITS.
DJ Majestic in the building. We got the Amp Mini Mix at 715. How's it going, my dude?
Chilling. Feeling good up in here.
Here's the thing that just happened, right? See, sometimes the funniest things... Like, I had a whole thing planned on how Tuesday statistically is the hardest day to come back after vacation. That's actually not true, but I Googled enough things to find one article that supported that, because I feel like I'm struggling today on a Tuesday, because Monday, when you come back from vacation, always feels like game one of the playoffs where you can get up for it, and then game two is like
You're
Tuesday.
Like trying extra hard, because you're like, this isn't going to go well.
So I found a bunch of things that supported my half-ass theory. But then, as soon as we're turning the microphones on, we're all talking about social media. Tamara can't get into any of our accounts.
It's one of those days.
It's a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, yeah.
She's got haters. They're trying to keep her out of the social.
Haters.
So, Chelsea goes, oh, I know, like, I couldn't get into my fake. Was it your fake?
My burner account. My burner Instagram burner. Account. Yeah, I don't know. I have one because every once in a while I like to creep. You know, you just do. I feel like every person, Tamara, you can relate to me. You have a burner one that you're like, because it's like, okay, so this is why I wanted to get into it, because there's this guy that I kind of think is cute.
What's his name?
I haven't told you guys about him yet.
Oh boy.
So this is all new. I'm not, well, okay.
Later.
So, later, yeah.
We'll get it out of her.
So, I wanted to creep on his best friend, who's a girl, because I was just like, I just want to, like, see what's going on.
Oh, you don't trust that maybe he's not single.
No, it wasn't even that. I just was, like, curious. Like, what's it going to be like if I became friends with these people or got into that situation?
So
I wanted to creep.
Oh, you wanted, like a crazy person, insert yourself into their lives as, like...
Sure. That sounds great. Like,
you look at a picture of him and all his friends, you're like, I could see myself right there in the middle of it.
I mean, that's real.
Playing skee ball with everybody.
But I can't, because I can't remember the password. I'm not really
Wait, hey, sure. What is your burner Instagram name?
That defeats the purpose of having a burner.
How did you find a profile picture? Did you just Google, hey, girl?
There's actually not a picture on it.
Oh, you're like,
no, it's like, you know, because then people, they don't want questions.
What does your bio say? It say something like live, laugh, and love?
I mean, it really put a lot. Actually.
Hashtag bless.
Actually.
Yogi. Foodie.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar's out today dealing with some health issues with his mother. So please send him all the love you can, all the positive thoughts you can. If you have anything you want to say to him, you can call us at any time. We'll record it, play it for him. 877-971-HITS. What would you do if, totally legally, you had a storage unit or maybe a shed or an attic and you found millions of dollars? Like, how would you feel?
Like, you just found it in, just, like, you opened the storage, you'd already purchased it, and there are millions of dollars in
millions. There. Like, you opened a safe, you opened a duffel bag. What happened to a woman in Coachella, the Coachella area, to me, I think is terrifying. My worst nightmare. It happened on the show Storage Wars. I find that show fascinating, Storage Wars. You're just buying somebody's stuff. It's on A&E. You go and you auction, you bid for these storage units that people haven't paid their bills on. And then it's like they open a window into somebody's, like, I guess their life.
Well, it's like they're giving you all their problems, too.
Right.
You're like, well,
yeah.
Like, my first thought would be like, is this like drug money? Like, there's
exactly.
Like a story behind this money, and it's not good.
So $7.5 million is what these people found in a safe, which no one just misplaces $7.5 million.
No.
That's there for a reason in a safe. But also, if you're going to have that kind of cash, why are you missing your payments?
Mm-hmm. You probably have a lot of stuff to pay for. It fell
right
off your subscription thing. And you're
just
like,
not on
like,
auto pay.
Oh, my $7.5 million. Oh, dang it.
So have you ever had a storage unit? Because I find it fascinating. Because it's basically like, it's kind of all your junk, but it's also things that you thought were important. I've never had that. I grew up around on a farm. We had barns. Basically, we have
well,
to pay.
That is kind of a storage unit, though. You probably have like stored a bunch of stuff in there.
Hundreds
and
of years of storage stuff. We draw, like as kids, we just find like, what is this? A machete? This is amazing. Madge, have you ever had a storage unit?
Yeah, I moved around a lot the last couple of years. But what's funny is that the stuff that I'd find when I move out that storage unit, I never remember like putting in there,
yeah.
Like skateboards and like rusty tools. And I've never like skateboarded in my life, so it was
like,
always
dude,
weird.
Where'd I get this?
Exactly.
I feel like my closet is a storage unit right now because it's just like piled up with stuff over the years that like I know I need to get rid of, but I'm really bad at getting rid of things. Like, I kind of feel like I have a little bit of hoarder in me and I need to like work on that. So
I've been on the other side of this. I've had my storage unit auctioned off.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you feel violated?
No, I didn't know it was
or
happening.
Or you're just like, hey, thanks for getting rid of my junk.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. You say you keep important things in storage units. That was just full of stuff that I had to escape an apartment. Like, I was just like, I can't pay the rent, so I'll put this in storage. Let's see if I can pay storage.
Well, you can't live there.
No,
just like go
but,
there just
know,
to
you know,
change.
You put the important things in there, like your change.
All right, so what happened was the auctioneer, Dan Dotson from Storage Wars, he was doing a charity auction in the Coachella Valley area, and he said that a woman came up to him and said, hey, I bought a storage unit. I won a storage unit at one of your auctions. We found a safe, and it was $7.5 million. Now, what I really think is funny about the story is Dan Dotson's like, I can't tell you who the woman was. Or the people who had
because I've been paid off.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because the government's going to be like, excuse me, what was that? How much money was
that?
How much? $7.5 million. And they just legally wanted to hold in a safe, but they don't trust banks or whatever. But here is where I find terrifying. And this would be the thing that would, my thought would be drug money, illegal money, whatever. So what happens is they find the money, which has got to be terrifying. You're like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this? I'm in shock and I got all this money right now.
Spend it.
Well, they get a call from an attorney representing said anonymous people who are registered to the account or to the
who sold it, who
right.
sold it,
well, who lost it. They
okay.
lost it. They didn't pay their bills or whatever. And they get a call, and the lawyer offers them $600,000 to get the $7.5 back, less $600,000, right? The funny part of the story is the woman said she was in shock still, so she kind of paused on the phone line out of shock. And the lawyer immediately comes back with $1.2
million. Nice.
Because legally, she didn't have to give back any of it.
None,
she said, how about $7.2 or whatever it was?
Yeah, none. Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. If someone's going to offer you $1.2 million for their $7.5 back, they need that money back real bad. Which either means you're either getting $1.2 million or you're going to find a shallow grave somewhere in the Coachella Valley.
Oh, shoot.
So that's my worst nightmare. They got the $1.2 million and moved on. And everybody is safe because Dan Dotson said, if you buy a unit from their winning unit, they don't tell who you are. So, you criminals out there, find Dan Dotson.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
You know, we're bumbling and stumbling.
I know.
I didn't make that mistake.
That was my mistake. I will take full responsibility.
She was just
okay.
going to take it when I threw it to her. That was fine.
So, Justin Timberlake, man, he is going through a rough time. So he was supposed to perform at the Staples Center actually tonight as part of his Man of the Woods tour, but yesterday he announced that he has to postpone it due to what he's calling bruised vocal cords. Now, over the last couple months, he's been forced to postpone a ton of dates due to these vocal cord issues, including his big show at Madison Square Garden. He's rescheduled all the dates that he's postponed except for LA, but we're hearing he will be rescheduling it soon. So if you had tickets tonight, sorry. You can't go tonight, but you'll be able to go hopefully in the future.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I know we talked earlier that I feel like this show needs some trivial beefs with superstars. Like trivial beefs, not like real ones.
So you want a beef with
JT? I have a trivial beef with Justin Timberlake, my man Justin Timberlake.
Go.
How dare you cancel over bruised vocal cords? Your tour is called Man of the Woods, man. Man of the Woods. Okay, I grew up in the woods, Whidbey Island, Washington, amongst men and women of the woods. You know what we didn't cancel anything for? Bruised vocal cords, Timberlake.
He's like, oh no, I'm Man of the Woods in Agoura Hills. Like, he's like, somewhere around here.
Man of the Shrubbery.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's on, Justin Timberlake. First trivial beef on 97.1 Amp Radio goes to Justin Timberlake for canceling Man of the Woods tour or rescheduling it. Whatever, over so, bruised vocal cords.
So, Justin, if you're listening and you have something to say to Brian, call in.
When your vocal cords are better.
Yeah, right?
Don't want you restraining your bruised vocal cords, fighting and defending yourself.
Exactly. Okay, I'm glad you got that off your chest, Bri.
Thank you.
All right, the most anticipated music video of the year is finally almost here. Can you guess what it is, Brian?
No. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, something by Ariana Grande.
Yeah, it's definitely Ariana Grande.
She's
you
having
next.
A good year.
So, usually I wouldn't do a story about a music video because you obviously can't see it or you can't see the teaser, but
that's
the reason
what makes
why,
solid radio is things
yes,
that
you can't see. But the reason why I'm doing it is I'm really excited. She pays homage to the iconic movie, one of my faves, Mean Girls, which here's a quote from Mean Girls.
On Wednesdays, we were pink.
That was not smooth. I was going to just play it.
Is that in the... Like, how is it? Like, okay. Describe it. Kind of walk us through.
So, basically, we don't know yet.
Also, by the way, you're allowed to not be smooth today.
Okay,
yeah, we
okay.
got Brad's
good.
Pushing buttons. They're going off at the wrong times. I'm running the show here. So, who knows?
So, she released a teaser yesterday, basically, and it features, it's thematic of it. So, it's, you know, she's, the characters in it are dressed like people from the movie, and it's very much, it's obvious that it's a homage to Mean Girls, and also some of the Mean Girls characters are in it. So Jonathan Bennett, who played the heartthrob Aaron, he's in it, but then Ari also has a couple of her friends, Troye Sivan, Miranda Sings, aka Colleen Ballinger, in it as well, and they're kind of, it's a whole, under the theme of them being like, well, if Ariana did it, we did it, kind mm-hmm. of thing. So do you want to hear a snippet?
Yeah, because I don't really know anything about Mean Girls, which I was just thinking to myself. I was like, man, I really wish I knew what in the hell any of this was. But then I realized, nah, I'm a grown man. It's okay for me not to know every Mean Girls reference.
Go ahead.
I heard Ariana was pregnant, so I got pregnant so we could be pregnant at the same time. Turns out it was just a rumor.
Ariana broke off an engagement, so I found a guy to propose to me. And I broke off an engagement.
I heard if you record her snoring and play it backwards, it sounds like Fantasia.
Nita, are those all things that happen in the movie?
No. But it's just the fact that she's kind of like runs the school and everyone wants to be like her. And Brian, you are missing out. You need to watch it. I'm giving you homework.
No, I'm not doing it.
It's so good.
I'm adding it to my not to watch as a grown man by myself.
Let me save you some time. A bunch of girls, they're very mean. And then they realize it's not good to be mean at the end of the movie. That's how it always works.
But it's good. It has like great, for you being a comedian, Tina Fey wrote it. And so it's a very like comedic, there's just like iconic moments in there that I'm going to reference a lot on the show, so you should probably, you know, so you're in on the...
No, you know what? Your Mean Girls references go over my head, and Edgar's Coco references right over my head. I have no idea what either one of you were talking about at any time. I just make my own jokes. And listen up, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
still mad.
All right.
Trivial beef.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com, and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today with his mom out at the hospital. She's having some health struggles. I know he's talked about that before and let everyone know that he's, you know, behind the scenes going through a lot of family stuff with his mom. So wish him all the love and positive energy, prayers that we have for him out in Riverside right now with his mom. What weird random toys could you not live without? Did you have as a kid? You look back and you're like, why did I have that?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that in a second. The reason I bring it up is this Saturday, December 1st, 7 p.m. at Universal City Walk, we are hosting a toy drive, Spark of Love, along with the L.A. Fire Department. Bring your unwrapped toys at 7 o'clock. We're going to have a special performance, musical performance. You'll be able to hang with myself, Chelsea Briggs.
I'll be there. We can't
Edgar
wait to hang out with you guys. It'll be fun to have everyone there.
I like live events.
And I think that's what I love about the holidays, too, at this time. Like, everyone kind of comes together, and it's like giving back to those that need it, you know? And it's so easy. Like, I went on Amazon the other day and ordered, like, four toys, and they came within 2 days. You know, it's so easy to do.
I ordered a bunch of Nerf guns recently for a toy drive situation, and I ended up keeping one.
Oh, I was going to say, it was a VR for a toy drive.
I feel terrible because I end up keeping one of them, but these Nerf guns, man, like they are like full-out zombie-destroying Nerf gun weapons.
And they're like such an upgrade from what we had when we were younger. Like right? Now, they're intense.
So come out, hang with us, 7 o'clock, Universal City Walk. That's a fun place to hang anyway. It's going to be, energy is going to be just lit for the holidays. We'll all be out there hanging out. We're going to be at, Tower Stage.
The five tower stage.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. So come
hang.
It's like
in the middle of everything,
okay,
right in that City Walk area. Yeah.
You cannot miss us. I will guarantee you will not miss us. Bring your unwrapped toys. But first, what are the weirdest toys you had? Mine, and this one, I look back, like people must have thought I was a murdery little kid. do you remember the My Little Buddy dolls?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember the song, My Little Buddy.
My Buddy and Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Super weird. They look. I don't know why they were even a thing, because Child's Play, the movie, the horror film with Chucky.
It looked just like it.
The little murderous doll. Yeah, look at that. They were the twins.
Uh-huh.
And my mom said that they got one for my brother and I, and we to share, which is even worse.
Yeah. You know,
like, we had to, and we'd walk together, like holding each one of his hands.
Gosh.
Like in public. You got to see those kids and be like, that's really happening, right?
Yeah, like people look at you guys and be like, what are they going to grow up to be like? You know, like judging.
Psychopaths. Yeah. What was yours, Chels?
So I had this, it was called Baby Alive Whoopsie Doo Doll, and it was
this.
Oh my gosh, it's like, so
weird. Let me guess what the whoopsie doo is. You got to change his diaper.
Yes.
Ah!
But it was like this mechanical doll that the mouth would move, and it came with like these packets of powdered baby food that you would add water to, and then you'd feed it to the baby, so it would go in the baby. Then you would feed it like a bottle, and it would go to the bathroom, and you'd have to change the diaper. But the problem was, like, I love this doll. Like, this doll to me was like, I don't know, it was my thing, my go to. But I remember, like, within like, you know, so many months, it ended up getting like moldy.
Well, yeah, because you're putting
yeah,
and
you're
how do you clean it?
Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
It's got to be a non-toxic whoopsie doo you're putting through the baby, because you can't have, like, you got,
wow.
I mean, did you
who
ever taste it?
Then?
Nowadays, it's got to be non-toxic.
Yeah,
you're organic.
Who knows? But yeah, so that was just like a weird one. And it wasn't even like a cuddly doll. It was just this like mechanical doll.
You can't cuddle it. It's going to poop all over you. Madge, what about you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I had the Skip It. You guys remember Skip It?
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite.
It looked like
skip
a ball and chain.
It,
yeah,
skip
there was a song.
It.
Isn't it funny how you remember the songs?
Of course.
But yeah, I used to put 1 foot through like a big loop, and then you kind of like make the ball go around, and then you jump over it, and it always used to trip over myself. So when I was young, I had all these scars and bruises on my knees just from falling over it.
It was a competition too, though, because it would count your skips.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
So me and my friends, we'd like compete with it.
Also, it became a weapon immediately.
Yeah.
Like it was like a medieval ball and chain.
Yeah.
It was like, I remember the only thing we did with the one that, I think my neighbor had one and she brought it over, and then the first thing that happened was like somebody made fun of somebody and someone swung it around their head like Game of Thrones and
right off
somebody
foot.
With it.
It's also very lonely. I mean, it's a game built for one person to just go out in the yard and play.
Just imagine if you saw Chelsea with her baby that was like pooping all over the place and just skippeting by herself.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I didn't do that. I'm sure I did.
Oh, sad Chelsea Briggs. All right, guys, don't forget this Saturday, 7 o'clock, Universal City Walk. Bring your unwrapped toys.
Yes.
Spark of Love Toy Drive. You'll be able to hang with all of us and with the LA Fire Department. They just keep doing good work. They never get a day off. They're fighting the fires. Now they're helping us, get toys for kids. So come on out, 7 o'clock, Universal City Walk.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We are about to play our favorite studio game, because I always lose.
I mean, it's my favorite for sure, because it's fun seeing you struggle over these kids' questions.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today. His mom's having some health issues, so he's with her. We send him all the love. If you want, you like, hit him up at Edgar Isatello on Instagram. Send him some love that you're thinking about him and his family. We've all had struggles with family and friends with health difficulties. So, since Edgar's out, we have producer Brad pushing all the buttons.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Flying the spaceship today. They don't trust me with buttons around here, rightfully so. We're going to play Is Your Car Smarter Than Me? I always lose this game. Who do we got? We got Mona.
All right, here we go. Mona from Norwalk. Good morning.
Mona!
Good morning.
It says you have 5 kids in your car? Are you kidding me?
I do.
Just a whole crew. Who do you got?
We
let's get some name shout outs here.
Manuel, MJ, Jasmine, Jacob, and Michael.
Sounds weird for me to say this, but who is gonna talk trash to me? Like, why am I asking for this?
Here, I'll ask for it.
That'll be Manuel.
Who's gonna talk some smack to Brian right now? Give it to him. Why are you going to beat Brian?
Because I have a smarter brain than him.
Oh.
Perfect!
In your face!
Man, he was so polite about it, too. I have done tests, and I have a smarter brain. We are playing for tickets to Fa La Land, a Christmas pop-up in downtown L.A., which is awesome. All right, I'm going to leave the studio.
Yes. Get out of here.
And I'm going to leave you guys to your own devices, and I'm going to come back here, and I'm going to kill you. That's no.
Wrong choice of words. All right, are you guys ready to play? Is Brian smarter than a car full of kids?
Yeah.
Okay, try again. Wait, are you guys ready to play? On. Is Brian smarter than a car full of kids?
Yeah.
There we go.
There it is. Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask you three questions. You're going to answer them. Brian's going to do the same. Here we go. Let's get the timer going. All right. In the new Nutcracker movie, who is the villain in that movie?
You want to pass?
You going to pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What does it say under Woody's boot in Toy Story?
Andy.
All right.
Okay. Andy.
All right. Specifically for Manuel, what do you want for Christmas?
This new game.
What game? Be specific.
I think it's FIFA 19.
Is it a video game?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Time is up. Let's get Brian back in here.
All right, Brian. Brian, or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling confident. Are you kidding me?
All right, here we go.
I was been shadow boxing in the hallway doing knuckle push-ups.
All right, let's get 30 seconds on the clock. Brian, here we go.
All right.
In the new Nutcracker movie, who is the villain?
Nutcracker.
Okay. What does it say under Woody's boot in Toy Story?
Made in China. He's a toy, right?
I mean.
All right, what does Manuel want for Christmas?
An Xbox.
Okay.
The newest one.
All right.
And let's go over the answers. Let's hit this baby right here. The dramatic. There we go.
Well, thank you. Now, all right. I feel scared already.
All right. The first question was, in the new Nutcracker movie, who is the villain? The answer, well, the kids said nothing. They passed.
So I win by default on that
one. And you said Nutcracker, which is wrong.
Oh.
And so the answer is the Sugar Plum Fairy.
What? That sounds like a nice person.
No, that's the whole point. What does it say under Woody's boot in Toy Story was question number two. The kids said Andy.
They're probably right. I said made in China.
I'm not sure it doesn't say made
know,
in China, but
does.
Andy is the correct answer. And what do you want for Christmas, Manuel? Go ahead and tell Brian how wrong he was.
You were kind of close, but it was a video game.
It was just a video game.
Oh, see, he's nice, man. It was kind of close.
Like
all right, so guess what? They win.
Winners!
Yes!
All right,
congrats,
guys. You guys win. Nailed it! As if you guys didn't know that was going to happen. You guys win tickets to Fa La Land. It's Tinseltown's most vibrant and fun holiday pop-up museum. It's downtown Los Angeles. Go, you can make toys at the Jingle Bell Toy Factory. They have the Fa La Forest,
Wow. Which
is a light maze. And it's all getting ready for Christmas, as if you guys need more reason to get excited for Christmas. Do you need more reason to get excited for Christmas?
Yes. All right, guys, hang on. We'll get that for you.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today. His mom's having some health issues, so he's with her today. Send him all the thoughts and prayers and positivity that you can. We've all been in that position where we've had a family member or a friend dealing with medical stuff. I got one right now, my brother with colon cancer. He's going through chemotherapy, just finished round six, and he's doing awesome. But, you know, there were times where I was super worried about him when he was going into surgery to get some colon removed, and all of the positivity helps.
Yeah.
No matter what.
A little goes a long way.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, we want to hear, and it's happened to all of us. You're not old. You're not old.
We keep telling ourselves that.
You're not old.
Brian, you're not old.
We're not old.
We're here for each other.
I look at myself in the mirror every day, and I'm like, Brian, gosh darn it, you're not old, and people like you.
And then I just looked at Brad, and he's like, well, actually, wrong. You guys kind of are.
Yeah. But it happens. You have a moment, whether it be technology, a kid saying something, you miss a joke reference, something just happens that makes you feel immediately old. We want to hear those things, those funny,
yes,
random things that made you feel old. You're not old. but you felt old. 877-971-4487. That's 877-971-HITS. Call or text. We've got some great texts already from the 323. I'm the oldest of all my cousins, and when they text me, they use acronyms, and then I have to go Google them.
That's amazing.
I know for a fact, I've done it, all of you over the age of 25 have had to Google an acronym numerous times. I'm like, FML? What? Which one is that?
R-O-F-L?
Oh my God, am I rolling or am I flailing? What am I doing here?
We got this. Old.
Get out of here. Producer Brad feels the oldest. He's the youngest.
Yeah, that's true.
From the 562, my niece, who was just a baby, I swear to God, recently was out buying us booze to set up our mimosa bar.
That's when you start also feeling old, is when you say people like, I remember when you were born. Like, yes. There's been people, like cousins in my life. I'm like, I remember. Like, how are they in high school? How are they graduating right now?
I had one recently that's just mortifying. Like, I'm still devastated and I need like kind of a collective hug from everyone. We'll get into that in a bit. But speaking of running into people who you are saying something,
saying something
in which I remember when you were a baby, or I remember when you were younger.
Oh,
Chelsea,
gosh.
How awkward did it get when you were out at the bars with your friends?
Yeah.
The other night in Michigan.
Yeah, so it was the night before Thanksgiving, which is the biggest bar night of the year. So me and three of my best friends from high school were like, we're going to go out. Like, we're going to go to the local bars we used to go to all the time. We haven't done this in a while because we haven't all been together.
Right.
So we go. We're looking our best. I had red lipstick on. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're getting turnt. And we go to this bar. We're sitting there. And we're like, oh, we're totally like running to, it's going to be a high school reunion. We'll run into people that we, you know, we grew up with. This is going to be great. Like, reminiscing.
Nostalgia.
Let's do it. Here we go. And all of a sudden, as the bar fills up, we slowly realize, oh, we don't recognize anyone at all. And in fact, like, these people are looking real young. Like, you know, it's very obvious that they're college students. And you know, and then at one point, this group of guys come over to us and they're hitting on us. And we're like, oh, we still got it. Okay, we're here for it. And this one guy starts hitting on me, like, hardcore, all the lines that have been used that I've heard before, you know, but I'm kind of, you know, humoring it. And it's funny. And all of a sudden, the conversation sort of switches gears and he says something. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's your last name? He tells me. And I'm like, oh, I used to babysit you.
Oh, no. Game killer.
I have changed your diaper before. And like, he's like, oh, and I keep, and then it's like, it turns into a joke because I'm like,
yeah, right?
It's just hilarious.
Like, I used to change the diaper. And he's like, yeah, you've already seen me naked. Like, it's all good.
Exactly. No, literally, he said those things. And I was like, this is awkward.
No way. I mean, those moments that you just feel old. We got another text from the 661. My 7-year-old daughter asked me what a CD was. Oh. Wow. Phone lines are starting to fill up. Call us right now. Text us 877-971-4487. Let us know. You're not old. You felt old.
And you,
like,
might be.
Help us not feel so alone either.
Like this, a supportive environment. We're not old. We're not old.
No, we're young.
I had an incident this past weekend that mortified me. And I don't know if I'll recover. I'm feeling as about old as it gets. I'll tell you that in a second. But first, from the text line from Holly. I felt old when I went to pick up my boyfriend, and his roommate said, Matt, your mom's here.
Oh,
wow.
It hurts.
That's a text that got me laughing before the break even started. Christina from Whittier, waking up with everything hurting. How am I sleeping wrong? Right?
When that's you have so that relatable, moment. Too. Right now, I feel like every day I'm like, my neck. What's happening?
Why?
I know.
I need a cane. So this past weekend, I went to get a haircut. Floyd's on Melrose. I go there all the time. Veronica, wonderful
good
lady.
Spot.
Yeah, it's great, right?
It makes me by it.
It's got like some cool posters on the wall.
Yeah.
I feel like if the barbershop or salon has like cool posters, like it's a cool
that's
place.
That's how you judge it. You walk in, you're like, I don't really like your artistic taste in here. So
this looks like somewhere my mom would go. Yeah. I'm trying to be cool. So I felt cool. I'm in there getting my hair cut. I'm feeling confident about the haircut. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue,
oh, no.
She's with the clippers. She sticks it in my ear. And cuts out ear hair.
Oh, shoot. Was it a lot? Do you know?
I don't know.
Did she describe it?
Chelsea, I was in a
was
state.
Was it gray?
I was in a state of shock.
Was it curly? Like, what? I want to know.
I was stunned. I was in a state of shock. No, I didn't know. I was not aware to this point. I had hair growing inside my ear.
See, I feel like what I would think to myself is like, how long has it been there?
Yes.
And like, how many teens have judged me.
Yes.
You know?
Because
I think that's the one thing. Like, I remember seeing my grandpa, no offense.
Thank you. Yes, this is exactly.
When I was younger, being like, how does that happen?
What Chelsea.
Like, so many questions. So that would be my
I appreciate
worry.
You voicing every terror that was in my mind.
That's
very nice of you.
I understand.
Here's the thing. I was mortified. I thought it was an accident. I thought, like, oh my gosh, well, she just accidentally nicked into my ear. Then she went for the other side. Oh, God. I felt like I should be able to park in handicap after that. I limped out of there. Oh, God, it was awful. Sarah from Brea, what's happening? Tell us when you felt old.
We're old when people start making references about the music we used to listen to in like high school and college.
Oh, that's right.
I'm an 80s, 90s hip hop girl, and I'll have the music on. They'll be like, oh, I remember this. I was just learning to walk.
That's so funny because we were just talking about that.
Yeah, we were just talking about the old school rap coming because every once in a while we'll slip in some Hypnotized by Notorious. And I'm just wondering if kids are like, who's this dude? This guy's new.
Exactly. That's when you feel old.
And you start talking about, like, because I was a huge boy band fan, like, NSYNC. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, a lot of people don't, like, a lot of kids don't know who they are.
You gotta explain.
They don't know me, Justin Timberlake? I'm like, well, he's part of it. But
and the rest of his friends.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. Or NKOTB is now back in, like, touring. And I'm trying to tell my daughter, and she's like, who, what, where? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going way back.
For those listening that don't know what that was, it's New Kids on the Block.
That hurt your heart a little bit to have to explain that. Well, you are not old. We are here for you. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Tara from Santa Clarita, you're not old. You're not. But you felt old. Tell us about it.
I'm so old. What are you talking about?
No, you're not. Hang in there.
She's just like, I've just given into it.
So I'm at lunch at work, gone into Chipotle with some coworkers, which is kind of near a local high school. I'm eating my burrito bowl like one does. And these teenagers come in and they're getting their food. And I turn around and a couple of them are wearing, you know, like the little high-waisted booty shorts, whatnot. And one of them had an essence of butt cheek hanging out just a little bit.
That's very trendy essence. Right now.
It is, but like your butt cheeks don't need to be out for you to be learning geometry.
Unless you're going to calculate the angle of the butt cheek. What's the radius?
That is true. The massive butt cheek that's hanging out. Yeah, so I felt the need to say that out loud. And as a person that was once a teenage girl, right, and had those moments, I was like, oh, God, it happened. I'm old. I'm over the edge. No butt cheeks for geometry.
No butt cheeks for geometry.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
This is Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar's out today. His mom's having some health issues, so he's with her today. He'll be back tomorrow. But send him all the positive thoughts, love that you can. Find him on Instagram at Edgar I. Sotelo. Just go send him, you know, all the support you can. We're a family.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say familia, but that just, I feel so white all the time. Man, Edgar, come back. Listen,
when I do stuff like that, it sounds racist.
Folks of the Inland Empire, I always get these messages. Brian, you never come out to the Inland Empire and do shows. Well, guess what? Your wishes have been answered.
Your wish is my command, is what you should say.
Okay, well, I blew it.
I got you.
Tomorrow night, Ontario Improv, 8 o'clock show at the Ontario Mills. Man, we get to walk past the old Nordstrom Rack that I worked at in college.
Oh, you got
to
go in and apologize because didn't you like do something? You didn't show up one day or something?
No call, no show the day after Halloween, and they didn't even notice, and they paid me for the day. Apologize, and you owe us $5
Monday. Thank you.
If you want tickets to that right now, we're going to the whole AMP promo team, street team's going to be out there at Ontario Mills. Show's at 8 o'clock, but you can see them hanging around about 5 o'clock. We'll be giving away tickets and stickers and bags and all sorts of stuff. 877-971-4487 if you want to get on the guest list for that. So, sometimes we have things planned on the show, and then
sometimes
all of a
sudden,
well, but then luckily Chelsea will just say something. And this morning,
luckily,
old Loose Lips Briggs over here just telling all her secrets
that's
in the studio.
Bad.
All right, that's not a good
go with that nickname. Please, that,
you're right. That's a terrible nickname. Okay. My bad.
That's awkward for everyone involved.
All right.
I think it's a good one.
We are going to check back in to Chelsea's Radio Novella. Well, we're going to do the novella stuff.
First,
don't worry about
it. Here we go.
You all remember, of course, the Scottish hunk, Kieran. Kieran from Scotland. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea. I think I want to be with you,
oh
Chelsea.
My gosh.
We'll see where this goes. Chelsea.
You have gotten so good at that, by the way. I like feel like he's in the studio with us.
I practice on my spare time. So, Kieran, if you don't, if you're not caught up on the story, Kieran is the Scottish hunk that Chelsea and him had a long distance relationship. They went to Spain. They were like bachelor type dates, and then it just didn't work because of the distance.
He lives in Amsterdam.
Then he came back. He was in Hollywood and he was hitting her up. And he showed up at her house like the movie Say Anything. We just talked about me feeling old. Whatever. He was holding a stereo above his head. He was pretty like, much. "I want you back." We talked to him on the way to the airport, and he was like, "Chelsea, I'm gonna make it a go. Give it a go."
Now you just sound like Shrek.
It's morphing. So we've got an update. Because after that, we found out from one of our listeners, because we're a family here, that he was sliding into the DMs of another one of our listeners.
Shady.
And really, like, going aggressively, like, coming to my hotel room.
Yeah, the week he was here trying to, like, win me back.
Yeah, right? He had a backup plan, clearly. So.
Oh, gosh. I can't.
Chelsea was, like, stood up for herself. Oh, hell no. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No, you're out of my life.
Yeah, I texted him and I was just like, I'm over this. This is too much. We're done.
Then, this morning, she says...
Kieran texted me yesterday.
Kieran is back!
Hey!
Whoa!
And he didn't just text me. Like, I know that he's trying to get back in because he also liked one of my videos on Facebook where I posted of me and my nephew hanging out. So it's like, you know, he knows the family. So he's like the video. And I'm like, oh, first that came, then I get a text.
He did the Periscope thing, that dating thing where you take some time off and you dip a little toe back in the pool.
Like, to be like, is she still mad?
That's funny to me. That part of this whole thing is what I find hysterical because he knows he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, you were hitting him up, like, yo, I saw the messages. Like, you're disgusting. I'm done with this. I'm gone. He takes what? Like, a month off?
Uh-huh.
Then in his mind, he's like, is she over it yet?
Yeah. Did you ever do that when you were with this music? Really doesn't apply to what we're doing.
Well, here's the problem. When I was single and I was, you know, dating multiple people and doing the app thing and doing the sliding into the DMs and whatnot, when I was doing that, I was kind of notoriously bad of remembering who I was talking to, and I just kind of ghost on accident. And
can't believe you.
And if I Periscope, it's because I forgot we weren't talking.
Oh my gosh,
like I am the worst, and I realized the error of my ways. I'm a reformed a-hole. Okay, I'm a really nice guy now, but I remember once I showed up at a bar and my buddy was on a date with a girl and she was shooting daggers at me. She was pissed and she was mad at me. I couldn't figure out why this girl was mad at me.
No.
Then she looks right at me and she goes, "You don't remember me, do you?" And I was like, that's never good. She's like, we went out on a couple dates, and I was like, oh, you're...
Oh,
and she goes, you don't even remember my name! So just be glad. Kieran's bad.
He texts me. Do you want to know what he texts me?
Yes, what he texts me.
Okay, so he said, first off, hey, babe. Don't call me.
Whoa!
Don't call me babe.
Oh, hell no. We're not on babe status.
No.
Not on babe terms.
That was so many months ago. Hey, babe. Just wanted to say hi. Period. How are you? ?
Oh, he wants a response.
I miss you.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This guy. So what is your right back? What did you say?
So, I said nothing.
Yeah!
Not responding.
Gangster.
There's no way.
Run along. Bye, Kieran.
Get out of here. I'm not even entertaining this, you know? Like, he's done.
You lost babe privileges, Kieran.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
So, Shawn Mendes is once again shutting down rumors that he's gay, saying he's not.
It isn't in my blood.
Really? Why do you laugh?
Just the statement of that he came out and said he's not gay.
Well,
which is totally fine. But one, I find the whole story, like, I find it sad that anyone has to come out and declare their sexuality either gay or straight in that regard. I was just laughing because of the it isn't in my blood drop with the sexual orientation. It's just kind of a whatever.
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Well, the thing is, I mean, he's been fighting off these rumors for so long. And he says, and because it's not that it's a bad thing. He knows it's not a bad thing to be gay. And he's just saying he doesn't understand it.
Speculation.
It's
really, like, why are people hung up on this?
Exactly. It's really interesting. So it's an interview he did with Rolling Stone. And he says, basically, all the attention on his sexuality has actually caused him a ton of stress and anxiety, mm-hmm. even to the point, and this kind of breaks my heart, he said he's gone back and watched old interviews of himself and like tried to figure out what it is, like his mannerisms, like what, why do people think this? Because obviously it's become an insecurity of his because he's saying it's just not true.
Yeah, I remember I dealt a little bit of this in high school because I didn't have a girlfriend until I was like a senior because I was really focused on basketball and on snowboarding and doing all these other things, being very active. Mm-hmm. And I just was a late bloomer in terms of, you know, no, like not even knowing, but just even being interested in relationships or whatnot. Yeah. And I remember like those hurt me when I was young. And it shouldn't, because your sexual orientation should be something that you are proud of. It's part of you. And I think that it's just sad to see that we aren't there yet, yeah. where we can just let Shawn Mendes be Shawn Mendes. And with whoever and wherever, I don't even want him to have to come out and say, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want him to have to come out and say, I'm anything until he wants to be with the person he wants to be with.
Exactly. I think that that's such a good point. And I thought this was really interesting because recently this happened. So he performed with Taylor Swift on her Reputation tour just, you know, a few months ago this summer. Mm-hmm. And he even said the night, like there's a video Taylor posted putting glitter on his eyelids, like as a joke, and they're laughing backstage. And he said that night specifically, he laid in bed and was like, Sean, why did you do that? Like now people are going to speculate even more. So it's just like, I think to me, it's interesting. We all have these insecurities. We all struggle with things that were, you know, especially social media. What do people think about right. what I just posted? And I've done it before where I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be like, why did I post that? You know, or what are people going to think about that? And I think it's just interesting that, you know, he's just like us too, and he's struggling with it. And you're right. I don't think he should have to, you know, say what he his
exactly sexual preference just
is.
Live your life and just be happy and live your career, and you're young, and just everyone should just embrace him as a human being, as we should everybody.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm pretty much straight, and I've worn eyeliner and glitter on my eyes.
You have. I've seen pictures.
You wore wax pants, wax dip jeans, things like that. Just live your best life, Brad.
Exactly. So Donald Glover and Rihanna have been working together on this super secret project. Everyone wants to know what it is. There's been pictures of them together in Cuba, obviously shooting something. We don't know if it's a music video or if it's a trailer for a project. But this trailer leaked online yesterday. It's reportedly, my sources are saying...
Your sources?
Yes.
Whoa.
It's reportedly for a film called Guava Island. In the trailer, basically Glover, he is playing the guitar, so there's music related, but they're having a conversation. Here's sort of a little snippet of it.
I can do it when no one's listening.
Well, if I didn't run, it was beautiful.
It's funny. That's what my other girlfriend said. I was joking.
Sounds like a SNL sketch.
Well, I do. Kind of.
Like, right? It sounded really, like, stiff.
You're right. I think the thing that's interesting is Rihanna was, like, asked about it on a red carpet recently, and she was like, it's not mine to speak of. Mm-hmm. So I kind of think it actually is a music video, because here's the thing. Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, he's known for kind of mixing both. Obviously, he had, like, his This Is America video, and, you know, the guy who actually directed this trailer or whatever it is they're working on is the same director who did This Is America. I feel like it's something music-related. I could be wrong, whether it's a film, music video, we still all just want to know.
I'm just glad that you made it a point to say that Donald Glover is Childish Gambino, and I mean that honestly.
But you didn't know.
No, there are people who don't know that.
Yeah.
Right now, there's someone listening, I promise. And please, don't be embarrassed to call in 877-971-4487 that you are sitting in your car and you just were like, oh my God, duh.
Mind blown.
Donald Glover and Childish Gambino, the same person.
Wait, wasn't it recently
Cardi B
did that, where she was like, she tweeted, it was literally like 4 or 5 months ago, and she was already like huge Cardi B, and she tweeted like, wait, mind blown, didn't know they're the same person, so don't feel so bad.
And this is going to blow your mind even more. He's also going to be Simba in The Lion King.
Oh.
Same guy! Same guy!
Oh! That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the Radio.com app right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar's out today. His mom's dealing with some medical stuff. He's talked about that at length on the show.
Uh-huh.
She's been in the hospital for a few weeks now, so he's spending a little time out there with her. So send all positive thoughts you can. Today is the recovery of Cyber Monday.
Yep.
It is the... It's kind of like when you have to go take self-inventory on just how bad you splurged yesterday.
Oh, yeah. This morning I bought coffee, and I was like, I hope that goes through. You know? Like, I don't know. I did some damage.
And if you're trying to tell us that you didn't shop at work yesterday, well, 8 out of 10 people in the Los Angeles area did a little Cyber Monday shopping at work, and 2 out of 10 were liars. So you're a liar. And today, if you're shopping online at work, you're just a terrible employee. No excuse. I have two Cyber Monday embarrassments in my purchase department. One of them is,
I can't wait.
So this past week, my godson was down from Seattle, and I bought him an Xbox for, you know, to encourage him to get better grades. And he's playing Fortnite, he's playing Madden, he's playing all these games, and he brought it down with him, and then just proceeded to just pummel me in every game we played. And I broke down, and I bought myself an Xbox because I refused.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You got to put that practice in, man.
Hell yeah. I refuse to let this kid just think he can dominate me in video games forever. So I will be going down a Fortnite wormhole until I can manage to somehow shoot him with some form of gun.
I'm sure your girlfriend loved that you did that.
You know, she doesn't know. And she actually told me once that that she would break up with me if I ever became a gamer. Well, so I guess we're going to who's going to stick to their hard line with that one. And the other one, this one is also embarrassing to me, but I played, I'm going to go see the University of Laverne, my school that I played basketball at, out in the Inland Empire. We play Occidental in Laverne next week, Occidental College. And so I got all my buddies, right? I got all my buddies. And this was going to be a surprise, but if they're listening, they'll hear. But we're going to go to the game next Wednesday. And I went on to see if they had Cyber Monday deals. Of course, they do on the Laverne Athletics website. And I bought a personalized jersey. But hold on.
Oh, shoot.
Producer Brad, don't roll your eyes at me. Because I'm not a personalized jersey guy. But I took...
I mean, that's okay. That's debatable.
I'm not personalized jersey. Well, I'm jersey guy. Okay.
Now you are.
Hold on. No. Because what I did was I put the last name on the jersey is Ruglander Spoot. Ruglander Spoot is the hybrid of my buddies, my roommates. We all play basketball together. Steve Rugg, Joe Bolander.
That is the nerdiest Dante thing Witherspoon. I've ever heard in my entire life.
So not only are you a customized jersey guy, you're a customized jersey guy who's made your own clan of people that are now a club.
Oh, my god!
But the Ruglander awesome. Spoot sounds like a Viking, so
that's true.
Oh, Ruglander Spoot.
All right.
Well, mine is not embarrassing. I think mine is awesome. I'm like super excited about my Cyber Monday deal, which I got for myself, and I also got for a family member, so maybe they're listening, maybe they're not, but get excited.
Let's go!
I found a toilet nightlight that is motion sensor.
Oh, those are amazing.
You guys, right?
They light up your bowl different colors.
Yeah, 15 different colors.
They're amazing. They can cycle, too.
Yeah, so you don't stumble when you're in the middle of the night trying to get to the bathroom. You know, it happens. And I'm very excited about it.
Or if you're a guy, it's a light up target. It's great.
That's true. It was only $7.49, so yep.
All right, Madge, what was your splurge?
Well, I kind of went backwards, and I did Black Friday shopping, because I drove down to the outlets in Orange yesterday. But I spent so much money there that the only thing I could afford on Cyber Monday was like a stool from Lowe's when I got back home online. And I realized I got to pick that up, so it's not even a great deal. So it's kind of like a fail.
Where's the Lowe's that they shipped it to?
Yeah, I don't even know. I was still looking on my my shipping thing that I have to pick it up somewhere.
Listen,
so
when I'm out in Ontario on Wednesday at the Improv, I'll pick it up for you. Cyber Monday, hang in there, you guys. We get paid in a few days, so
yeah,
you're good to go.
Go.
All right, there we go.
Recover all your funds, you sheeple.
Get out of here.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Edgar is out today. He's spending time with his mom, helping her out. She's been in the hospital for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So we send him all the love and positive thoughts and prayers that we have. And today's been a bit of an adventure.
Yes.
When someone's out and Edgar is the captain of this ship, we have to, everyone's got to juggle around. Tamara's been on social, on phones. We got producer Brad pressing all the buttons on this spaceship because rightfully, AMP doesn't trust me to do it.
Zero trust.
Yeah.
Well, I actually think Chelsea, the adventure of the Chelsea Briggs show, where she's like, what does this button do? And it's like, what does this do? Horns.
The whole time.
All right. This Saturday, we got something really cool. The AMP Radio Toy Drive Spark of Love. Mm-hmm. It's benefiting Spark of Love. It's this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Universal City Walk. It's going to be great, right, Chels?
Yeah. It's basically just bring an unwrapped gift, an unwrapped toy, I should say, to City Walk on Saturday. We'll be hosting me, Brian, and Edgar. And it's to help Southern California firefighters, which is really great. You know, this is the time of year when it's so important to give back and do whatever you can. And it's so easy. Like, get on Amazon, order a couple toys, bring them out. We're gonna have fun. We have live performances by Logan Henderson and Jeanette Claudette. It's going to be a fun, fun Saturday.
It's also helping ABC7 collect all the unwrapped toys for, you know, for the kids for the holidays, man. There's a lot of kids that are not as fortunate, families that are not as fortunate. If you do buy toys, make sure all of them end up at the toy drive. I know I bought some Nerf guns, and one of them did not make it to the toy drive, but it was a really cool, like, Nerf machine gun kind of looking situation, and I didn't know that they made Nerf it upgrade. Last time I was in the Nerf game, it was single shot situations. Now I had a clip.
I love the idea of you shopping. You're like, one for them, one for me.
Listen, I will never claim to be the most mature person, but we all have those toys that we love. We remember, I was just reminiscing about Nickelodeon Gak Slime. Yeah, it was like, just, you could make it have fart noises. It was all disgusting and stretchy. And it was only good until someone dropped it on the ground, and then it just became full of pine needles and stuff. Tamara, what toy is it for you?
My toy was Baby Go Bye Bye. Do you guys remember
that? No, that sounds so creepy.
Oh my God. It was a baby, and it was literally a carriage. It was a car seat. You carried her around everywhere. Like, I took it everywhere I went.
Did your parents ever make you clean the doll, wash the doll?
Oh yeah, I washed the doll. It was like my baby. I literally treated it like my baby.
It was like my baby. I put it in the sink sometimes.
I cleaned it. I did the hair and everything.
Was it like a life size?
No, it wasn't life size. It was a normal small baby, but I literally took it everywhere. Aww. It was car seat, everything.
So I made my first trip to the American Girl doll store. Not by myself, okay? I didn't do it alone. At the Grove, my girlfriend went, and we went with producer Brad, his wife Nikki, and his daughter Declan. And Declan's 4. Mm-hmm. And Brad and I immediately walked out. We were like, this is, like, we bring nothing to this situation. Like, my girlfriend and Brad's wife are just like, they run off.
And we're like, we'll see you across the street.
Equally as fun for them, I'm sure, because they're reminiscing about just having American dolls. I mean, that was like my dream growing up, my favorite gift ever.
Well, and the funny thing was is that I was like, Brad, there's a cafe upstairs. And like, thinking like, maybe we can grab a beer or something, which is super weird to even think of. It was closed, but also it's a cafe for the dolls. Like, you take your doll there, you book tea time. But what I thought was super interesting was that if you buy an American Girl doll or whatever, and I thought that on the surface, I was like, this is ridiculous. You can book a spa day where they put like cucumber stickers on your doll's eyes and things like that. And they give it a full body scrub. And at first I thought, like, that's ridiculous. And then I realized, no, that's how you clean those things.
Yeah.
Like, comb their disgusting hair. Brad, what was your toy? Well, I believe it or not, like, I think you did have toys. You're kind of a curmudgeon in the studio, but I think you did have toys.
Well, unfortunately, you're wrong. I spent most of my time playing outside, but my brother had this really cool game called Fireball Island, which is like this Indiana Jones Jungle Book-esque, like, 3D game. It was like a board game, and it had like this fireball at the top of the mountain, and it would come down and knock you over. Yes, and my brother never let me play it. So my favorite game was stealing pieces so that when he went to play it, it wasn't going to be functional.
Did you have to build that whole island before you started playing? Because I know in Mousetrap, I found this out the hard way. This happened about 2 months ago. My brother and I, we decided to have a little game night, little grown-up man game night. We broke out the wine.
So clearly Mousetrap is the choice.
We got Mousetrap, and we'd never set it up before, and we had a couple glasses of red, and
By the way, watching this sober was fantastic.
Brad was there. We spent the time setting up the entire Mousetrap. Entire Mousetrap. And then we're like, so how do you play? You play as you go, you build the Mousetrap.
Yeah, the whole point of the game is to build it. Fireball Island, I think, was already set up, but I was just more used to tearing it down. I'm not really sure how it got played.
Madge, do you have any toys that you remember growing up that maybe if you're thinking about getting one for the toy drive this Saturday for Spark of Love, that they should get?
One I just remembered was Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Remember that one?
Where you snatch up all the white plastic balls of the hippos. And I didn't like anybody else to play it with me, even though it was like a 4-player game. I'd like have my hands all over each hippo, like snatching up the plastic white balls.
Just play by yourself?
Yeah.
If you saw that like situation going down and you just saw a little kid playing by themselves, hungry, hungry hippos, you'd think it's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life.
So fun, though.
We've heard two things from Madge today. One of them is you played Skip It alone. And then he played hungry, hungry hippos.
There's a common denominator here.
Did you have friends growing up in Jersey?
That's why I have you guys.
We are 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Edgar is out today spending time with his mom, who's he's talked about at length. She's been in the hospital for the last 3 weeks dealing with a blood disorder, and we are, you know, thinking all the positive thoughts, sending all our prayers, and thank you for everyone who's called in and texted in today. We will relay those well wishes to Edgar, and also thanks for rolling with us today, because we've had somewhat of a beautiful
mess.
Yeah, like an orchestrated mess.
Yeah, I would say so too.
We've got Brad, producer Brad, and DJ Majestic handling all the technical stuff like they usually do, but now they're pushing the buttons that make things happen. That make things go.
Move along.
That's right. We had such a fun show today that some of Chelsea's hair was falling out.
Yeah, just at the end there. That really did happen. A little taped in piece of my hair fell out. That sounds so weird to say.
I know. She lost an extension.
That sounds so weird to say.
But isn't that how you know, like, this show was popping? Because, you know, on like a Saturday night out in West Hollywood, what do you see on the sidewalk? You see some extensions. They didn't make it. You lose some of the campers along the voyage. Some of the extensions don't make it back when the show is too lit, too turnt.
Let's get turnt at the zoo. Yep, we got
turnt. There we go.
Today, we certainly did.
Earlier in the show today, we talked about, you're not old. Let's put it that way. You're not old, people. You're not old. But something in your life happened to make you feel old.
And I feel like this happens a lot around this time, around the holidays, because you're around family, you're seeing family members, you haven't, like the kids that are in high school that you haven't seen in years, so you're like comparing. You're like, I remember when you were born, and that makes me feel
like Chelsea was out at a bar, and a guy was hitting on her, and she realized in her hometown that she had babysat him at one point in time. I was getting a haircut, and the woman decided to stick the clippers inside my ear and cut the hair I didn't know was growing on both ears, and I was mortified. We took your phone calls and texts. They were hilarious. The dopest moment goes to, do we know her name?
I forget, but I think you say it in the audio.
Okay,
no, it's Tara from Santa Clarita.
Tara from Santa Clarita.
Thanks, man.
Tara from Santa Clarita, you're not old. You're not, but you felt old. Tell us about it.
I'm so old. What are you talking about?
No, you're not. Hang in there.
She's just like, I've just given into it.
So I'm at lunch at work, gone into Chipotle with some coworkers, which is kind of near a local high school. And these teenagers come in and they're getting their food. And I turn around and a couple of them were wearing, you know, like the little high-waisted booty shorts, whatnot. And one of them had an essence of butt cheek hanging out just a little bit.
That's very trendy right now.
It is. But like, your butt cheeks don't need to be out for you to be learning geometry.
Unless you're going to calculate the angle of the butt cheek.
The massive butt cheek that's hanging out. Yeah, so I felt the need to say that out loud. And as a person that was once a teenage girl, right, and had those moments, I was like, oh God, it happened. I'm old. I'm over the edge. No butt cheeks for geometry.
No butt cheeks for geometry. From the text line, from Holly. I felt old when I went to pick up my boyfriend, and his roommate said, Matt, your mom's here. Oh, wow.
It hurts.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.